Thank you for joining me, Sunshines, on the Friday at around 10 minutes to 2. Saturday sees racing at Turfantine on the inside track. We're not going to dwell. We'll move through it speedily. So we've got 9 races carded. The first race gets underway at 12 o'clock, and this is a maiden plate to be run over 6 furlongs. Thank you very much. Much indebted. To be run over the 6 furlong on the inside track. Now, there's not much to go with on the form front. This horse, some Northern Tune from the Billy Rater's yard, has found some good form recently with the addition of the blinkers, but is well tried. I think it's start number 26 for Northern Tune. However, saying that, I must say, if you go to the last second, when finishing 2¾ lengths behind the winner, the winner's come out and won again, and so too has the third horse. So has been sandwiched between two subsequent winners. But one would think that the debutants are the way to go, yeah? And the Johan Jensen van Vieren yard send out 2 of them. I see that the 5, Faustin Novo, who is a gelding, is currently quoted at even money, www.hollywoodbets.net. That's how Hollywood are betting, evens about the 5. The stable companion number 2, Once in a Lifetime, opened 5-2. That has found no support. That has gone out to 4.55-1, whilst the stable companion previously mentioned has actually come in from 5-2 to even money. There's just one thing I want to mention, and there can be no confidence in the first race. There are no stable comments. But the 2, Once in a Lifetime, who is making a rather belated debut. This is a 4-year-old, is a half-brother to a horse called One Way or Another. And One Way or Another on debut actually won by 5¾ lengths. I don't know how much we can read into that, but we're going to have to see what transpires in the betting market. 2519, 2519, the first race. The second race is the start of your bipot on the day at 12:35. It's a maiden plate. It's for the fillies and mares. Now, the Faberger is a horse that started off the career in KZM, and that horse is called Maggie Smith, a 3-year-old filly, a What a Winter, who was rather costly in the region of 850,000, used to be with Wendy Whitehead, as I say, was second, a neck behind the Nathan Cotson-trained debutant when he was at a big price, a horse called Harley's Fate. Maggie Smith on debut was at 14-1, but I thought that that was the right one. Was 15-10, went 2-1, is now at 1.43. You can log on to www.hollywoodbets.net. You'll find 1.43. Tried and True must be a big runner. Hasn't run badly with those blinkers on. That's at a price of 2.86-1, and I think that is more than sufficient in the second race, although it is fairly form. That trend, we're going to buck that trend later on. 6 from 3 in race 2. The third race is the start of the place accumulator at 1:10. This is run over a mile. Again, it is a maiden plate. And you've got number 4, Stepping Out, who's quoted at 1.82. There's a scratching here. Take out number 1, Knock Twice. Now, this horse, Stepping Out, there's quite a bit to like on the form. Calvin Abib has the ride. But I liked a little bit of the 8 here. Just check the betting there on the 8. That's Bronze Sword, who's a 3.57. First time out at the races, run in 4th, 4¾ lengths behind the Lensley horse, who I know is well rated. And that's Now I Got You. This one is ridden by Randall Simons. I just thought there's a lot of scope here. Wasn't fancied on debut, 25-1 as a 425,000 by a Silvano. So I'm going with the 8. In front of the 4, the 9, and the 5. 8, 4, 9, 5. Race 3. Pick 6 in race 4. This is a pinnacle stakes for fillies and mares as we rid ourselves of the maidens. We've got number 2, Homely Girl, at 2-1 in the betting, returning from a rest. Number 1, Supreme, or number 3, Supreme Quest, is at 2.86-1. The 1 is Freed from Desire at 3.33, and these 3 lead the charge in the betting. Freed from Desire, there's a comment there, working well. You may note that Gavin Lorena has ridden this horse on 2 occasions, resulting in 2 victories. And after a rest, has actually had 2 starts, resulting in a first and a second. So that bodes well. There's a 133-day rest, is carrying 62 kgs, which worried me a little bit. I'm going with a three there. Supreme Quest with Smunga Kamali aboard for the Cornet Spissyard. 3215. 3215 is the way I saw the fourth race on the programme. Race five. The fifth race is a Pinnacle Stakes. And yeah, a number of horses have returned or will be returning from a rest in race number five. The betting there reads as follows in the fifth race. You've got William Robertson, who is quoted at 5-2. Sound of Summers at 5-2. They're betting 6.67-1 and better the balance in this race. There's a massive weight turnaround between the two, William Robertson and the six Sound of Summer. In fact, it is a 6 kg weight swing. If you go to the run when William Robertson was the winner behind Xavier, and you have a look at that when Sound of Summer was 3.5 lengths behind. There's a horse that I like to run well at a price over the distance, which is 1450. The last time we saw this horse was in the Hollywood Bets Derby in July, and that is Porto Manzano, who is quoted at 7.14. So value-wise, that's the horse I'm going with. A place there is just under 13-10. I've got a feeling Porto Manzano could run well, yeah. 2-6-3-1. So I'm going with the two in front of the more fancied runners. Race six has run over 1,450. This is a merit-rated 90 handicap. In this race, you've got Tuscan Winter, who opened 2-1, came into evens, now 1.33. Take out number four, Little Prince. Admiral Dooley is the second favourite at 3.33-1. And that is the way I'm leaning, with a highly consistent number three, Admiral Dooley, 3-2-1-5. Race six, those will be the numbers. 3-2-1-5, as I lose half my pen for some strange reason. Race seven on the card. Take out the four, Blinded by the Lights. You may as well get rid of that because it's absolutely pointless now. Race seven then. We've got two, Glittering Girl at a price of 12.5-10. One, Feather Boa is at 5-2. I see, in fact, that Feather Boa was opened at 3, is coming to 5-2. Typeset may be interesting. A Typeset returns from a 60-day rest. Beat Boisterous by 3.25 lengths. Boisterous, in fact, won very well at the next start. And then you've got this horse, Rockets and Glare, who absolutely cruised in. The horse could only win, won by 8 lengths, whatever the case may be. There have been 6 runners from the form line, no places. But I just think that the one to be with is Glittering Girl. So I'm going with the two fairly strong in race 7. We go on to race 8. And the 8th race betting, this looks a little bit tricky, does the 8th. The merit-rated 80 handicap. We've got the favourite, 5th of July, at 2.27-1. Nothing between them in the betting. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. This is going to be my each-way play on the card. Thank you. Number 2, King's Crusade, who is at 5-1. I'm interested in King's Crusade at 5-1, a win and a place, 8-10. I'm going 2-6-3-1. 2-6-3-1 in race 8. Excuse me. Race 9, merit-rated 72 handicap. The 9th race on the card, Call Me Master, is quoted at 4-1. 67-day rest. Just by the way, if you go and have a look at that last form line, when 4th, at the top three runners, between the top three runners from that form line, there have been 5 winners, 2 seconds, 1/3. This horse has been rested for 67 days. I see he has had 8 starts on the inside track. He's yet to win ya. I'm going to take my chances with number 2, Don't Touch Me, who's quoted at 4-1. The 2 was the first choice. Twice as Wild, there's a big swing with the 7. You'll see in the favour of Twice as Wild, there is a filly, some 5 kgs. 2-8-3-1. 2-8-3-1. Race 9, and that completes it. We'll be back for KZM on the Sunday. I'm just having a look here. Another big Spinner Zonke payout. On that subject, it is going to be Saturday night. The jackpot runs 8:30 through to 10:30. It's 2 round a spin. You can win an absolute fortune if you run into the money in the jackpot race. But this was the knockout football rush. I know that game. Someone had a bet, a spin, 50 round, won 720,000. 720,000 for a 50 round spin. Sunshines, thanks for joining me as ever. Turfantine, we got some other very promising racing to come, of course, on the Sunday and next week. Enjoy. All the best. Hit them hard. Bye-bye.